Hello and welcome to the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime. The pals are Arturo.
Hello everyone.
And Gus.
Hey.
And I'm your host, Ace. In today's episode, we're talking about Nutashi the Animation, a series that started recently. Since this is based on a video game, we've decided to cover it using the three-episode rule. Like previous podcasts about new shows, the synopsis won't be as detailed, so do check out the anime if we've piqued your interest. Warning, and I must state this, warning, this episode of the podcast contains coarse language.
Yeah, that's all we're gonna... You know, I like how you're like, this is gonna have really short synopsis, but we can't talk about 90% of the anime. Warning, if you're from the UK and the Online Safety Act, this episode's probably banned.
If you're in the UK, you will be getting a censored version of this podcast. So thank you for joining me, Arthur.
This is going up on YouTube, right? So if we mention certain terms, we might get automatically banned.
That's true. I don't have control over YouTube until it uploads automatically. Something to worry about on Friday. It was animated by Passion, the studio behind Harem in the Labyrinth of Another World and Interspecies Reviewers, and I think that tells everyone what to expect.
Yeah, I clicked the link to the studio's page on like AniList or whatever, and I saw a lot of stuff, and I was wondering, are all of them erotic in nature? And yeah, I started clicking, and they all had ecchi tag. There was one that I heard the title of. I didn't know much more. Called Rail Wars, and I'm like, oh, that's an anime about trains. No, it's not. I mean, it is, but.
It's not just about trains.
Nukitashi the Animation currently has an AniList score of 68%. Nukitashi is a visual novel released in 2018 in Japan, then 2023 worldwide. It's available on Steam, and a full playthrough takes about 2 hours. Or you can get it from GOG, and it'll take about 40 hours, because the 18-plus content patch is also available there, but not on Steam. And yes, apparently it adds that much content.
I was shocked.
Does it add more story? With
of course.
Which sounds like innuendo. But,
but no, it's plot for innuendo. Story for story.
It's a lot of plot and story.
Oh, but don't worry, there's mosaics on the 18 plus content, so it's...
Oh, so we're good. we're bypassing the Online Safety Act, I'm sure.
There's a mosaic over this podcast.
It's gonna be a hard podcast.
The patch is available in a few places, it seems. One of which I cannot, as a person surfing the internet in the United Kingdom, I cannot get on Dempersoft's website to get this patch because it comes up saying, no, you're not allowed. Also, if you're in Japan, you're region locked there as well. But anyway, let's get on with the anime. My short synopsis is, when sex is legally mandated, do you really want to do it?
That's the thing. Sorry, go ahead, Arturo.
Arturo.
Welcome to Siren Island, where the perverted law was set in place to combat population decline. Public sex everywhere. So our group of protagonists joins the anti-copulation front to combat the law.
Angles?
I wasn't sure what to write on this. On an island wait, actually, I should do it like... On an island where sex is mandatory, the only hope for Junosuke and his sister is an underground bunker and a gachapon machine. Morgan Freeman, Keanu Reeves, they knew too much. They went too far. What did you make me watch, Ace?
I really like how at the beginning of the podcast, you're always like, you know, we decided to cover. It's like, no, this time we didn't decide to cover. This wasn't pointed on to us.
It's an anime about a video game. That is what we cover.
Where's the old hentai that we didn't cover?
We'll get on to that once we've done the anime.
The winter days are going to be tough.
So the anime opens on a promotional video for Seiran Island, presented by Kayuki Senba, the show tourism ambassador, and the penguin mascot Hamadori-kun. The SHO stands for something I did not write down. It's just the people in charge, the government.
This is the kind of anime that you probably won't get out of as much if you don't know Japanese, because I'm sure it's full of all kinds of puns.
Some of which you can't hear because they bleep them.
The bleeping, I swear, is driving me insane. I've never said so much profanity in my life. Just trying to figure out which one it was.
Which swear word are they trying to say? It was the harshest one, I guarantee.
It bothers me that some of them are bleeped, but some others aren't. It's like, why? What if I'm using the wrong one?
I would guess that it was done intentionally for the comedic effect, and they might not be consistent with what they're bleeping.
Perhaps. But this promotional video introduces the lewd ordinance, which encourages sex anywhere and anytime between consenting parties. They list some of the good spots to get some sex, including the nudist beach. Just a note, sand is not conducive to sexual pleasure, just gotta say. There's also Pervert Land, an amusement park, Main Street for shopping, a mixed bathing hot spring, Pamper Kindergarten, Penis Grand Shrine, and more. Those last two aren't explained.
I did not like the Pamper Kindergarten one. That one's the one that I drew the line at. I was like, oh no, I don't like what I'm dealing with today.
But there's a strict law against sex with lolly, so it's not that kind of kindergarten.
No,
I also want to question the consenting part, because that is kind of getting circumvented in the very first episode.
Yeah, quote-unquote consenting.
At least they are properly enforcing the you have to be an adult.
I take a problem with, so the law was set in place because of diminishing population, right? So
yep.
Why are there so many contraceptives and stuff? Isn't that counterproductive?
Why is contraception free? Yeah. And and I mention it in a minute, but yeah, one of the characters is given contraception as soon as she starts school, so.
And so in the, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but in the streets, they're giving blowjobs, and there's the multi-purpose vegetables that's also working against the whole point of the perverted law.
Anyway, back to this. We are 40 minutes into this episode, into this podcast, 20 seconds into the episode.
Well, there's so many questions, okay? It's such a complex world.
I only
want to watch episode 4.
Well, the good news is you can listen to it on a certain TV station in Japan, because they are only broadcasting the audio. And a different one is broadcasting the censored version, and a different one is broadcasting the uncensored version. Okay, back to this map. It also lists the high school on the map, which it's a place to have sex, is it? Interesting. So this video was, of course, being shown on the ferry to the island, which Junosuke and Asane Tachibana are on, arriving to the island. We cut to the pair having breakfast at school, having moved in. They walk to school, passing dozens of people having sex in the street.
Scene that shows them to on the ship, they have like dead stares, and I thought they are Terminators.
Cut to Junosuke introducing himself to the class. He's barely sat down before the bell goes and the teacher dismisses them, which means it's time for sex.
as everyone knows.
While he's trying to work out what just happened, with everyone around him in various states of undress, he's approached by Ran Hanamaru, the Climax class representative. She's explaining things when she's just grabbed by someone for sex. Which
and
goes
does
into
the consent question.
Yeah. At the end of the day, Junosuke meets up with Asane, who confirms that she didn't do it, as she's banned from sex until the birth control kicks in. Really building your population there. They are interrupted by the alpha fuckers, Monozuma, Tanahashi, and Nanase Katagiri, and everyone is going crazy about these celebrities. And then a group calling themselves the Pleasing Clits, who want to ban Junosuke, interrupt things again. The brother and sister run, and Asane says that she hates men apart from her brother.
I'm not touching that.
In the courtyard, they notice an assembled group, so they go over to check it out. We're introduced to the FS, or Future SHO, the students believed to have a future running the island. I could list all these names, but there's like eight of them. My pronunciation's going to be all over the place.
I want to say here, when I was watching here, I realized, isn't there no point to wearing clothes in this island? Why have nudist beach just be nudist city and move on?
Everywhere will be distracting. You know, not like being grabbed for sex. The FS are holding two people who refuse to have sex with other people in chains. These chains, which will only open once they have sex. She actually says that the cuffs receive signals from the brain's pleasure center, so technically they have to enjoy having sex. I mean, they are having sex with each other, so they have to enjoy having sex with other people for these cuffs to open up.
Yeah, I want like proper study and specs of those handcuffs.
We are kind of introduced to Misaki Hotori and Hinami Witari, who we'll come back to later. The two in chains are sentenced to the guillotine. But no, not the one from the French Revolution. This one lowers their genitals towards another person's genitals.
So basically something also made by the French. Probably.
I'm not sure why the law says you have to do it with different people all of the time. So long as you're screwing like crazy, that's what the FS want. But they seem to be saying you have to be with different people.
You have to spread those STDs.
The Tachibanas head home and discover that Junosuke is being tracked by an app called Ludstagram. So Asane programs something to help them track other students' movements, while Junosuke works out and 3D prints owner holes, which is apparently his hobby.
You work on an app that will help us. I'll go do my hobby.
Imagine if his hobby was Gunpla. I'm just going to go build models.
I mean, he doesn't... It's unclear why on a holes. It's just my hobby to make them. I don't know.
I mean, later it implies that he sells them.
I'll be honest, I wasn't entirely sure what an Onu hole was at first, so I had to Google it.
Yes, they are called eggs in this. He uses the term Ariadne's thread, which I had to look up. It basically means coming up with every possible solution to a problem. I mention this because it does come up later. At school, he tries to escape class afterwards, but is grabbed by Mozume, one of the alpha fuckers, who threatens to take his virginity gently. Suddenly, Katagiri, another one of the alpha fuckers, runs up and grabs his hand, pulling him away. Katagiri introduces herself and says that she's only accidentally an alpha fucker. She's actually also a non-sexer like him. They are chased by the other alphas, who open fire with rubber bullets. Junosuke throws lube at them, but despite making them fall over, they still have to escape through a window. I cracked up when those two fell over.
Yeah, those rubber bullets had me concerned the entire time. there's something very explicitly non-rubber about the way they're just bending
everything. They're rubber boys because they're made out of condoms. They're reclaimed condoms. Actually, that's words.
Not reclaimed. No.
I'm sorry. I didn't think of the implications before I said that. I regret my life choices. I'm sorry. I won't appear on this podcast anymore.
Oh, no.
The pair escape into the forest and fall down a hole. The alphas follow them, tracking the app, just as the pair find a handle attached to the rock. Upon pulling it, a light comes on and a voice asks if they're enemies of the Lewd Ordinance, which Jinosuke confirms. The voice laughs, and doors open as the voice congratulates them. They find themselves in a base of operations and a screen activates, asking them to defeat the show with this equipment. Jinosuke loudly vows to destroy the pervert law, and we get the credits. It's the title sequence, but it actually shows more than the rest of the entire episode, which hasn't even shown us nipples yet. All the nudity is like Barbie breasts and, everything else is covered. Not even censored, it just happens to be covered from that particular camera angle.
Fun fact, that's incorrect. In the opening trailer that they are showing about the island, there's actually a nipple that you can see when they're showing the girls of the... Oh my god, I don't remember who they are. Give me a second.
Yeah, we need to get this right, guys.
Please correct me if I'm giving people incorrect
in the lotion.
If there's nipples and I'm saying there's no nipples.
So it's basically 1 minute and 47 seconds into the anime. You'll find... I'm going to send it here. Spoiler attached, just in case. But that's part of the trailer. It's the only time we actually see them, as far as I'm aware.
Yes, quite correct.
Yeah, that's what you come here for that kind of accuracy. People who might want to watch it want to know where the nipples appear.
But the title sequence is actually quite explicit.
No, it's all silhouetted. It's fine.
Yeah, and it's still raunchier than the entire anime we just watched. Anyway, episode 2 opens on the Tachibanas going to school. A couple that they pass having sex take the time to explain that a nearby poster is of Governor Aloha-sama, the creator of the Lewd Ordinance. And Jinosuke once more vows to destroy the ordinance.
I just want to note, you know, I really appreciate that we did the mandatory, everyone's kind of like explaining something needlessly because someone has to do it. But the guy nodded to the guy's name, that he's going to live with that for
don't
the rest
you kink
of his
shame
life.
Him. Don't you come on this podcast and kink shame.
I'm sorry, I'll never do it again.
It's a bit late, but I wanted to mention that when they find the underground bunker, I was half thinking that the old man on the screen built the bunker to fight some like other kind of injustice, and he'd be like, "What? They make you have sex? That's fine. Fuck off." Sorry, maybe that's not as funny as I thought.
No, I actually think it's really funny.
We get the title sequence and then open back on the school, where the students are being subjected to a bag search before class starts. Jinosuke is asked if he was the virgin who escaped the day before, and if so, did he have sex afterwards? He confirms and opens his bag for inspection, and they find an owner-hole egg and are aghast when he explains it's for masturbation. However, Katagiri runs up and grabs it from him, acting as if it's for her. Which makes it fine.
It's like she's the legendary censored word. That must be a really depraved object. I'm pretty sure she says something like that.
I think that's the word. That's the phrase exactly. They later meet at the secret base, which is connected to the school via the basement. Okay. Jinosuke explains that it's a wartime bunker. It's been repurposed or something. Jinosuke explains that he's designed some escape items and made them look like the owner hole eggs, but since he can't carry loads around all of the time, he's going to set up gachapon machines full of them around the island. Since nobody on the island uses sex toys, only they will actually turn the crank.
Wait, is the honor hole supposed to be, like, contained within the egg? How does that work?
I do not know, and I'm not Googling it.
Maybe that's how honor holes work normally. Because pervert language, an egg is usually like a vibrating egg. So I feel like there's some mixed signals there. I want my pervert terminology and iconography to be very clear, okay?
The representation is important, I agree.
Okay, I believe it's actually called after the Tenga brand of, well, sex toy. In fact, yes, you can get a pack of Tenga eggs in a egg carton.
You shouldn't be looking at that, UK man. Did you verify?
He says he won't be looking it up, but that he looked it up.
Because I kind of remember the name of the brand. I thought it was Tenna, but no, it's Tenga. Anyway.
I coincidentally last night was watching clips from Top Gear, and they talked about the British pussy energy drink. And I was looking, can you get that still? And you can. You can get it in, like, big packs. It's a real thing. It's called pussy. It's an energy drink.
With an I or with a Y?
With a Y. Huh. On this Wikipedia page, the last kind of entry is, as of 2024, the company only has 2 employees. So they are making it work. They have an official website and you can buy it from them.
Anyway, while setting up the machines, 2 members of S walk by on patrol. So Katagiri and Junosuke pretend to have sex. He then explains that he has a massive dick. Quote, that defies common sense. End quote. I felt it important to include that quote.
I agree.
As a child, he was teased about it, so he's got a complex about it. They go home, and Katagiri cooks for the brother and sister. It's revealed that Asane is a lesbian and got bullied before they moved to the island. Katagiri embraces Asane and tells her to think of her as a big sister. She then calls her Asa-chan, which causes Asane to have a huge nosebleed. The next morning, we check in with Hinomi Watari, said we'd come back to him, who looks younger than Asane but is older than Junosuke, and for some reason carries a chair everywhere.
For a long time, I expected her to be just a big fan of pro wrestling, and it's a steel chair.
It's the only way she can defend herself with pro wrestling cheating. She's propositioned, but then while she's making up her mind, the guy sees a sign prohibiting lolly, so wanders away. At school, she's ignored while everyone else is having sex in the classroom, so she goes to the roof to masturbate. She's almost immediately caught by FS leader Ray on patrol. Ray says it's no problem that Watari is violating the lewd ordinance. Probably because she looks like a lolly and can't get it anyway. Later we swap over to Misaki Hattori in the bath, getting our first nipples of the anime. Sorry, second anime. Second nipples. Over halfway into the second episode. She wants to have sex, but she thinks she's too fat and will be shunned. At school, both Hattori and Watari see Katagiri being propositioned by a bunch of boys and are jealous. Junosuke sneaks past the pair and down to the secret base, where Asane has finished programming some goggles for him. Katagiri arrives and Junosuke asks her to watch a DVD with him. It's porn. Actually, it's a secret message hidden inside a pawn. They are sent to retrieve some money from the bank, but on the way back, hear a scream as Watari is attacked in A Park. Junosuke puts on his goggles and kicks the offender, introducing himself and Katagiri as the Anti-Copulation Front.
Like, the kick is so powerful, he just flies away. It made me laugh.
It's the goggles, I'm sure of it.
I mean, he started working out so he can run away in the very first episode.
No, he said his one of his hobbies was working out when he was introducing himself to the class.
Oh, really? I remember that near the end of the first episode was like, my sister is doing this, and I started working out so I can run away.
I think he does mention part of the reason he's working out is that two members of the FS had heard the scream and came to investigate. So over here is declaration that he'll do away with loveless sex, and the episode ends.
Man, what a killjoy that guy.
The third episode begins with those final few seconds that we just saw. We get the titles, and I just got to say, when this started playing, I was like, yeah, I've got to add this song to my Spotify playlist. I really like it. Watari defends herself against the accusation of being underage, so the FS steps in and says that it's fine for her to have sex. However, they want to deal with this anti-copulation front, but as the man who assaulted Watari is probably going to try this again with an actual lolly, the two FS members are unable to stop the other three from running away. They do give chase, which leads everyone into the forest. Jonosuke calls in to Asane, who activates a jamming signal so the FS can't call for reinforcements. And he explains that it's part of the Ariadne protocol. But it's all too complicated for this podcast, so I won't explain it. Unfortunately, they're caught by the Alphas, Mozume and Tanahashi. They manage to escape using some eggs to create smoke screens and blow up sex dolls. Sadly, all three of the dolls are killed.
Please tell me you wrote down their names.
I didn't, but I did write. I laughed so hard at Jinosuke having named them.
That's harder at the girls' comment. That's the problem with naming them.
They split up, but they're all soon almost captured until a sniper shoots the FS members with rubber bullets. The anti-copulation front manages to escape, and then we keep swapping between the FS looking for the sniper and the FS leaders talking about needing to find a girl for the SHO. Funnily enough, the anti-copulation front was also told to find her. Meanwhile, Hattori is walking through the forest with her bike, which she'd been riding in the previous episode, but it didn't seem relevant to mention it. And she finds the sniper that the FS was looking for when she literally falls on her. As luck would have it, the sniper is named Fumino Kotoyose, and the girl everyone is tasked with finding is also named Fumino Kotoyose.
What luck. Man, small world.
But enough of that. Watari needs to introduce herself to the team and formally join them. The next day, because we don't want to find out what happened in the forest, at school, everyone is discussing the rumors of Jinosuke and Katagiri hooking up as they go to school together. As they walk to school together. Watari is told by FS member Rei about the trouble the previous day, which Hattori overhears. We then cut to Hattori's house, where Rumino is thanking her for letting her stay. Then over to the secret base, where they're discussing the sniper. Akane can't find anything about Rumino, but Katagiri suggests the FS might be after her too. Unfortunately, Akane can't hack into the FS system without direct access. Katagiri suggests gaining access to the FS server during the school's super popular event soon. We're not told what it is yet. At school, everyone is told to stop having sex and go to the gymnasium for an assembly.
To have sex.
Since everyone in the gymnasium is having sex, Jinosuke is propositioned, but reveals he's wearing a chastity belt.
I want to mention that right before that, there is a short scene of, I don't know who the character is, but a blue-haired girl walks around and judges people's dicks. And there's like two guys having sex with girls at the time. One goes, "Is my dick really that bad?" And the other goes, "No, dude, it's not all about size. Your dick is cheerful." Yeah. It's cheerful. Just points for them for supporting each other.
bros as well as hoes. The girl propositioning Junosuke runs off, and other people in the area say that it's because he needs to recover from what Katagiri did to him. So he needs to wear the belt for a few days. He notices that Hattori is also stood not having sex and points her out to Watari, Katagiri, and Akane when they join him. Hattori is actually thinking about breaking into the FS room to falsify data about Fumino. FS leader and student council president Touka addresses everyone but doesn't stop them from having sex. She announces that the school will be holding its Sportsgasm Festival.
In the episode. I don't know what that could be.
It's a festival about sports.
Oh!
So, was this a good adaptation? I have no idea, because I tried to find gameplay, but I was unable to.
I have no idea, because the Steam version is... No, the Steam version doesn't have any sex, actually. It's the worst adaptation ever.
Yeah, they added in all this sex.
That was gameplay on YouTube, and there wasn't any sex. It just, the entire game just ended in an hour, and I'm like, there is that all there is to it? I feel like if they, like, comparing to anime, if they cut out the sex, then it's they would have to cut out all the plot because there is no conflict anymore.
I want to get rid of this. Law. What law? I cannot say.
Online Safety Act approved. <Nikitashi. laughs>
So, based on the first three episodes, is it a yata, nani, or a baka, Ador?
I think for me it's a yata. I feel like the second episode was definitely way slower than the other two, but I'm intrigued and it's funny. It made me laugh a lot. So I think it's a yata for me.
Angles?
Yeah, I thought it was really well animated and really funny. I'm not going to say more. You're not going to make me say more.
It was a yata from me, but I'm predisposed to have enjoyed it. I read the manga adaptation like 3 weeks ago. It went in a slightly different way with the story focusing more on Hattori than the others, at least initially. So I'm interested in where the anime is going to go or what's the manga left out that the game covers, I suppose. So will you keep watching?
Probably, though I'm kind of interested in checking out the game as well. But I don't know. It's between those two.
I mean, the game is only 2 hours long. Unless you get the GOG version, which has the free mature content patch available.
Ironically, if you do get the adult patch and play the adult version, you won't last 2 hours.
Cause, are you going to keep watching?
Yeah, I'm interested to see where this goes. I watched kind of a similar anime in the past called Shimoneta. I can't remember the full title, but it was the reverse. It was the world where sex is banned, essentially, and the characters are like resistance fighters against that. One of the main characters just wears a sheet as a cape and panties on her head as a mask.
Yeah, when you said the title of the anime, I thought, is that the one with the panties over the face?
And that's also pretty funny, as all the great jokes.
But how long's the game?
I don't know if there is a game.
Right, that about brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for joining me, Artur and Goz.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Pals Anime Lounge, and better yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GameGrin.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Grincast podcast. Until next time, game on.